a different kind of urban innovation now in this City Life Snapshot from Dayton, Ohio.
I'm Brian Young. I was the person who may have started this whole thing. We had a place in our neighborhood, and it was a old building. It looked horrible, so we thought we want to take control of it.
I'm not sure of the exact year, but 1860-something, this building was built. It wasn't attractive at all to look at. I'm Maureen Berry. He had this vision for this place to be a neighborhood gathering spot. We didn't have the money to do it ourselves, so that's where the idea came in to get a bunch of people to invest.
Hi, welcome to Fifth Street. We've got the local brew on tap here, Great Lakes in the middle, and toward the back, membership information and t-shirts.
Anyone can join. It's very actually a reasonable price for a brew pub of $100. That gets them ownership of the brew pub and the rights to say, hey, I own a brew pub, you know, which is kind of cool.
This is a community effort. It's a way for us to solve a problem and to take back this building and reinvent it and see something good happen with it.
Maureen Barry and Brian Young and 30 neighbors reinvented a little piece of Dayton with the 5th Street Brew Pub Co-op. Thanks to Eric Rischer at member station WYSO for that City Life snapshot. Eric is part of LocalLore, a national initiative from the Association of Independents in Radio. Follow the Cities Project on Twitter at NPR Cities.
Support for the NPR Cities Project comes from members of the American Institute of Architects, working to build better homes, businesses, and communities, building for life. More at AIA.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.